day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and thank you for continuously tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. Guests on today's episode, Danielle Vieux, Gilles Trudel, and Louise Cadieux, who speak to the community on the Three Pines Tours, a tour based on the best-selling Inspector Gamache murder mystery series written by Louise Penny, and that immerses visitors into the fictional world of Three Pines. So Gilles, Danielle, and Louise, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for doing an interview with us. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Our pleasure.
So Danielle, from my understanding, Gilles and Louise recently purchased from you what is called the Three Pines Tours, based on the best-selling Inspector Gamache murder mystery series written by Louise Penny, who just so happens to be a townshipper and has a home here in the area. So my question for you, Danielle, is were you the person who originally got these tours up and running?
Yeah, actually what happened is that now the Three Pines Tour started in 2018, but actually 2 years prior to that, I was contacted by a tour operator in Ontario who wanted to bring people to visit Louise Penny's world of Three Pines. And so I put together an itinerary for them. 2 years prior starting the private tours, that's when the whole idea was instigated. And then I approached Louise Penny and Lucy and Lee's their assistant to see if they would be interested if I would put together an itinerary. And I took them on a private tour. And they said, okay, let's do it. And that's how all this started in April of 2018.
So all three, you worked on the content of what
yeah,
you were
doing? Yeah, we all worked on the content. They shared with me where Louise would want me to bring people, what were the most important points for her. And I left, went home, created an itinerary, and came back. And here we are, 6 years later.
Great. And why did you decide to pass the torch to Gilles and Louise now?
Because I just turned 65 in January, and I've been in tourism for over 40 years, and I decided that it was time for new adventures, new personal adventures.
And Gilles and Louise, can you please comment on why you decided to take over the Three Pines Tours from Danielle? How did you come into contact to take over these tours?
Well, I've known Danielle for about 20 years now. We knew each other in another life, so we kept in contact. But most specifically, we've worked with Danielle because of the Three Pine Tours. People were actually renting or coming to see us at our B&B. We own the B&B Hill House on Bonneville Street. So the people would actually come here, stay here, and then Danielle would pick him up right here in front of our B&B, and then the people would come back, like, you know, all happy and talking about the tour and everything they did all day, and we were like, what is this tour all about? So then we started talking to Danielle, and then we knew more, we did the tour, so we found it to be very, very interesting. And then when Danielle was thinking of passing on the torch, well, we rose our hand and we said, well, you know, maybe we could be the couple that will continue your adventure. And
because they thought it would be a good fit with the B&B.
Obviously, yeah. You know, people coming in and staying over. So that's why and how we got into purchasing the tour per se.
Okay. Now let's dive into the Three Pines Tours a little bit. Danielle, you mentioned how it's all about immersing those that are doing the tour into the world of Louise Penny. So what do people get to discover exactly when they're on this tour? When I looked on the website, there seems to be like five chapters, as you call them.
Yes, we bring people to all the different areas. The Village of Three Pines is like a movie set. It's been created by different inspirations that are located in all sorts of areas of the Eastern Townships. We don't want to go too much in detail here about those because that's part of the appeal of the tour. But that is what we make the people discover. And so it's always through the day a mix of fiction and reality. And it's the reality that helped Louise create her fiction. Because what Louise says is that her role is to bring us to a certain level of our imagination, and then the rest is up to us. Mm-hmm. So during a tour, we combine those two aspects.
It also seems like an opportunity for people to discover the Eastern Townships as well. They get to discover the fictional world of Louise Penny, but they also get to discover our wonderful region.
Actually, the beginning of the tour is exactly that thing, is to set the people as to where we are exactly, and give the people the history of the area. So that is 100% correct. The first half hour, 45 minutes, is exactly that, situating the people and explaining the history of the townships.
The tour lasts the whole day from 8 till 5, and then about 200 kilometers of driving.
Wow.
To get to see a lot.
And do you do activities with those that you're doing the tour with as well? Like, wherever you're going, whatever areas you're going with, do you have activities scheduled too, or it's really just about exploring the area?
We go to specific spots, and we visit specific things that are all part of the Three Pines world. So it's all, the day is all, you know, organized and fine-tuned for the people to have a great experience.
And we have different storytellers, because we can't have the same people work from day to day, because we're open, like, you know, 7 days a week. So we have storytellers, we have 3-4 different storytellers, and they follow the fans from 8 to 5. So if we go to a specific area, they will follow them and then explain. They're with them all day.
Yeah.
Okay. And so basically you're all getting on one bus together, like at the B&B, Jill, and you're going on the tour together? How does it work exactly? Yeah,
that's right. We just bought a brand new van that can sit 8 people. But what we do is that we don't sit more than 5 people at a time. So 1 person in front, 2 in the middle seat, and 2 in the back seat. So that's kind of like the standard configuration. But other than that, we have small buses. You can rent out small buses, 10, 12, 15 people. And then we have large buses that we normally don't organize. It's people coming from, you were saying, Ontario. So, and it's like 40, 45 people that come into town. We supply storytellers. We help with the logistics. And these people stay in the area here for like 2-3 days. And sometimes it's 40, 45 people. So Danielle, when she put together the portfolio that I looked at to see if it's something we want to get into, one of the things that I found really interesting is that in 2019, the economic fallout in the area was over $1.8 million.
Wow.
And we're now thinking that that's going to be doubled. So the actual tour might bring in over $3 million to the Eastern Townships, which is kind of an
yeah.
important.
And then they go on to Quebec City. For another kind of tour, they have a walking tour there for Bury Your Dead.
Because the tour participants are 98% American.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they come from all over the state, not just New England. They come from California, Texas, Washington State, all over the place. So, and they come here specifically to do the Three Pines tours. They book airfare, they book hotels, they rent a car, they come to the Eastern Townships, they stay here.
They sleep, they eat.
They sleep, they eat, they shop, they, you know, so it's a really, really good economic impact for the whole Eastern Townships.
Yeah, for sure. It allows people to discover the area, but it also allows people to contribute to the area as well.
Correct.
Now, Jill and Louise, what I'm curious about is if you plan on bringing your own personal touch to the tours. By that, I mean perhaps adding something different that wasn't there on previous tours, maybe adding new sites to see, places to go. What direction do you plan on taking with the Three Pines tours?
Well, for now, sorry to say that we can't really answer that question, because since we just bought 3 weeks ago, we're just trying to wrap our head around what currently is happening. So, but for sure, we're planning to add other activities.
Yeah.
But for this year, Louise and I said, okay, well, we won't change anything this year. We'll keep pretty much everything as is. We'll transfer all of the knowledge, all of the technology, because everything is obviously web-driven, and also the website needs to be upgraded. And so we're going to do that. But as far as the activities per se, it's pretty much going to stay the same. But
maybe
for
in a
next
couple of
year,
years, we'll decide to add on to that. I'm not sure yet.
we'll see.
But there's room for growth.
Yes, always. Now, from what I noticed on the Three Pine Tours website, it seems that there's also some encouragement to give back to Three Pines. I noticed at the bottom of the website that donating a book to May dans la May, for example, is something that you are encouraging. So can you comment on that and why you thought that was important to also kind of encourage people to give back?
That has been one of the profiles of Three Pines Tours since the beginning, because that aspect of giving back very important to Louise as well. So once people are booked and they're coming, we ask them if they wish to donate a book. This year it's going to be to May dans la May. May dans la May deal with kids that have difficulties in school. And they have a special reading program where they can learn how to read, and they read to an animal. Last year, in 22, yes, we donated over 100 books to May dans la May.
Wow, that's so great. Yeah. And Jill and Louise, do you plan on continuing that tradition now that you've taken over the Three Pines Tours?
For sure, absolutely.
Now, when do these tours kick off exactly for those that might be interested?
The actual tour begins May 1st. Okay. And it goes right up to
mid-October.
Obviously, since we own the B&B, the Hill House B&B, well, a lot of people stay here. It just happens to be that way. Mm-hmm. And so most often the van leaves the B&B. We pick up the people that are staying in different places. And we also partnered up with Kueb Taxi, which is a new little taxi company in Knowlton. So whenever we have people to pick up in Montreal or Quebec, and they want to drive in either the morning of or the day before, then we've partnered up with Quest Taxi. They pick him up, bring him here, and then we gather everybody in the small, medium, or large bus, and then we leave for the entire day. And then when we come back, we leave the people at their different hotels, and that's it. That's the entire day.
Well, it sounds like a really exciting day. Those are all the questions that I had for the three of you about the Three Pines Tours, but please feel free to mention anything that I may have missed in my questions that you think would be important to mention to people.
Well, the only thing is, as we said, we're the owner of the Hill House B&B. We welcome anybody that would want to come in and see the Hill House, have more information on the Three Pines Tours. We're here, obviously, 7 days a week, every day. So if you want to come in, ask questions, see what the place is about. We're obviously always open to answer any questions you might have.
Perfect. And do you have, I mentioned the website before. I don't know if you wanted to mention that for people who might be interested in checking it out, where they can find that website.
Yes, for sure. It's www.treepineswithanstourswithanst.com. The website will be updated pretty soon. It's pretty concise. There's a lot of information on the website.
Thank you, all three of you, again, for taking the time to do that. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.